Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, if you've read the title, you will know that this episode is going to be a really powerful one. And I feel like there might be a bit of tough love coaching coming, which if you've ever had a session with me or you've ever taken any of my programs, you'll know that tough love isn't really the route I go down. However, this episode has been completely inspired by something one of my clients said. And actually, it really sparked a discussion, and then it sparked the idea really that I needed to create this episode. And by saying why being realistic is stopping you from manifesting the things that are meant for you, there might be some tough love. And the reason is, I don't want you to not achieve all of the amazing things that you can. Whether this is around money, whether this is around love, whether this is around self-confidence, whether this is around your job, travel, material possessions, whatever it is, I truly want everyone listening to this to live their absolute best life. And that is going to be different for everyone. And that is what is beautiful about humanity. We all want different things. We all want to live slightly different lives. But when I was thinking about this episode, because when I do it, I was talking about this with my clients this week. I love to create podcast episodes when I feel really inspired. As you can probably tell, it's not a case of a podcast episode comes out every Monday, every Wednesday, because I've found that when I try and sit down and say, right, I'm going to record 3 podcast episodes today, I'm not happy with them because it feels forced or contrived or something like that. I create podcast episodes often when I have been driving, when I have been in the shower, or I've been for a walk and something just comes to me and I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I'm inspired to share. This is a message. This is an idea. This is a journal prompt. This is something that I think will really help people. So I'm going to create an episode on it. And that is where this one came from. So if you've ever been told to get real, if you've ever been told to stop living in dreamland, if you have ever got really excited about something that you wanted to manifest or a goal you wanted to achieve, and you've told a friend, a family member, a colleague, or someone like that, and they've gone, really? Well, how are you going to do that then? Are you sure? Now, I think you need to be more realistic about your goals. If you've ever heard any of those things, this episode is totally for you. Now, we're going to talk about what it means to get real. We're going to be talking about manifesting. We're going to be talking about how we actually create our reality and ultimately how we actually achieve the things we want to achieve in our lives. And I'm sure everyone listening to this has either felt it or been told, oh, maybe I should lower my expectations, or maybe I should set myself a smaller goal. Well, I'm here to say, Maybe you should set a bigger goal. Maybe you should be less realistic. Maybe you should actually start to change your definitions around reality and what reality actually means. And remember how magical you are as a person and how every single day your body is doing incredible things. Our bodies are constantly in homeostasis. Our bodies are regulating our temperature, producing growth hormones. They are monitoring through our immune system. Our brain, our hypothalamus is changing our breathing rate. There are so many things that are going on. Cells are renewing. All of these things are happening and we don't even know it. Look out at nature. I am sitting currently looking out of my window and there is a tree outside the window that before I went away was a beautiful green colour. Probably a little bit late in October, to be honest, to be a green colour in the UK. It is now the most fiery, vibrant red. The leaves are just the most beautiful color. And it's like, wow, nature, when you actually stop to think about it, nature is incredible. We are part of that. Think of the universe. Think of the stars. A client today was talking about, we were doing some BWRT coaching and I was asking her, right, what do you want your preferred response to be? What do you want to wire in instead of the block that we were working on? And she was talking about the feeling of perspective and how that really calms her. And she gave me the imagery. I think it's a Rebecca Campbell oracle card where the word is probably just perspective. And it's like the world being this tiny dot and then all of these stars, all of these galaxies surrounding it. Like when you actually stop to think about how houses are built, how our bodies function, how communities are built, how the world is, you start to remember how magical everything is. And it's this magic that is going to help you to break free of some of the constraints of being realistic. Now, am I going to add a caveat in here? Yes, I think I am. I'll probably talk about it in a second. But I guess if someone said to me in a BWRT coaching session, when we were looking at their preferred response, one of the things I say to them is, okay, your preferred response can be anything you like, anything that feels good, as long as it meets the 2PF criteria, which means it's plausible, it's possible, and it's fair. So someone can choose to wire in any feeling, any visualization, any video they like, as long as it is plausible, possible, and fair. So it could work for you and it could work for someone. So I guess there is going to be a limit in terms of, do I think if someone came to me and said, hi, Victoria, I'd love a coaching session with you. I want to manifest sprouting wings and flying to the moon. Is that a quote from Friends? Is that taken from Friends? Something about sprouting wings and flying? Maybe. But there's an element of, is that realistic based on our human bodies and what our human bodies can do right now? And the answer to that might be no. Okay, now please don't think this is me kind of criticizing the whole episode, but I'm adding in that there are probably some physical constraints, but they are few and far between. If I think of all of the clients I've seen, all of the group sessions I've done, all of the conversations I've had with people about what they want to manifest, I don't actually think, well, no, no one's ever actually said I want to sprout wings and fly to the moon. So we are being more harsh on ourselves than we need to be. We are constraining ourselves. We are limiting ourselves and we need to be less realistic, basically. And I'm going to talk to you about why in this episode. Now, before I go any further, as this episode goes live on the 26th of October, there are 4 days left to join the Manifestation Room. If you love these podcast episodes, if they inspire you, if you want ways to take action on the things that are in these episodes, if you want to learn more about these things, if you want to have some group coaching live with me on all of the things, mindset and manifestation, then the Manifestation Room is the best way to do it. And it's the least expensive way, I guess, to work with me, to be part of the community, to get all of this value. Now, the doors are going to close on the 30th of October. If you were to join now, you actually get access to over 7 months worth of content. So that's masterclasses, that's meditations, that's hypnosis audios, I was going to say sessions, but hypnosis audios is a better description of them. to rewire your thinking, to learn how to manifest, to take actions. And it is all together where you can get instant access. Now, you can join for £44 a month. You can test it out. You can see what you think. If you love it, you can stay with us. If it's not for you, then that's absolutely fine. You can just cancel your membership. If you know you're going to love this, then I've got a special offer on at the moment where you can join for 6 months for just over £32 a month. So if you're thinking, yeah, this is what I need, it's coming up to the end of 2023, I want to make a change, I want to get better at manifesting, I want to really get into a good positive headspace, set some great goals, change my limiting beliefs, then now is a great time to join. I'm not sure if or when it's going to open again in 2023. It might open again in December, but I haven't decided. But now is the best time to join. So I will make sure to leave the link in the show notes. If you can't find the link, if you come to my Instagram, so at victoria.maskell, you will find in my bio, the link is there. If you search The Manifestation Room in Instagram, you will find all the details as well. So if you want to be less realistic, come and join the Manifestation Room, where all of us are being less realistic and we are actually manifesting amazing things into our lives. Right, I want you to think of a scenario. I want you to think of a time in your life when maybe someone has said to you, oh, get real. How are you going to do that? Yeah, like that's going to happen. One of those kind of phrases. Or maybe a time in your life where you've said that to yourself. Now, that's possibly even more painful when you've maybe been to a seminar, you've been and watched something and you're like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to, do a CrossFit competition. I want to change my body. I want to boost my confidence. I want to start my business. And then there's that voice in your head that said, yeah, but you can't do that. Yeah, but you won't be able to achieve it. That's not possible. You're not the kind of person that can do that. And you've limited yourself. You've brought yourself down. You've shrunk your goals in some way. You've clipped your wings. It's the third wing-related comment in this episode. Think of a time when that's happened to you, and maybe it's happening right now. Maybe you want to start a business, or you want to change career, or you want to travel the world, or you just want to make more money, but you're telling yourself to get real, or you're telling yourself to stop living in dreamland, or that it's not possible. With that in mind, I want you to kind of hold that as we go through the rest of the episode, because let's actually break down what reality is. So when someone says to us, I think you should be more realistic, what are they actually saying? Well, they're saying we should be more normal, maybe. We should choose something that is more likely. They're saying that we can't achieve that, that it's not likely to happen, that it is not of this world. Okay, fair enough. Well, what is reality? How do we define reality? Well, the straightforward answer to that is it's something that we individually create. We experience reality through our own eyes, through our senses, through our brains, and actually, everyone's reality is different. And this is really, really important because we kind of presume, oh, well, that's just the way money is. Or, well, that's just the way relationships are. Or that's just what being in a 9-to-5 is. That is the reality of a 9-to-5 job. Or that is the reality of a long-term relationship. Or that is the reality of being a woman. That is the reality of being a man. Okay. And we sort of create this blanket term of reality. But it's wrong, because reality is only what we experience within ourselves. Reality is not the same for every single person, and you can see this every day, day in, day out. Let me think of some examples for you. Okay, so one person makes $5,000 in the month. Another person makes $5,000 in a month. Same amount of money, same time frame. Person A is jaw on the floor. Oh my goodness, this is so incredible. I can't believe this is happening to me. All my wildest dreams have come true. This is amazing. This is the best thing ever. Life is incredible. I'm on cloud nine. Okay? Their reality is excitement, celebration, amazement. wonder, love, joy. They are literally shouting it from the rooftops. Oh my God, I've made $5,000 this month. This is incredible. Person B is crying, is sobbing, is devastated, cannot understand what's gone wrong. They can't believe that they've only made $5,000 that month. Maybe for them, they are used to making $100,000 a month. Maybe their business has suddenly taken some kind of downturn and they're panicking and they're worrying. They're thinking, what's gone wrong? What's different? What's happened? What's going to happen now? The reality is, if we use that word, they both have the same amount of money in their bank account that month. But the perception of that is completely different. The reality for person A is that might be more money than they have ever made in their whole entire life. That might be more money than any person they know personally has ever made in their entire life. For person B, the reality is that's their worst month in 10 years. The reality might be that means they can't pay their bills that month. Now, I mean, I think realistically, if they've been making £100,000 a month generally, unless their outgoings are incredibly high, you'd think they may have been a bit more savvy with the money. But you know what I mean? We're just talking about the word reality. Reality is about perception, at least to some extent. Certain things can maintain consistency, but our perception of it is different. Okay, this was another example I was going to give you. Okay, the seasons, right? It could be an autumn day. So there are leaves on the ground. It's that lovely, like, sunny weather where it's actually quite cold. So you get to wrap up. Maybe you can, like, hold your coffee. You wrap up in a scarf. You walk along. Your nose is cold, but you're kicking leaves along the floor. There's the lovely, like, low, bright sun in the sky. And you're just thinking, oh, I love this. I feel so cozy. I feel so warm. It feels so fresh. Oh, I just love autumn. Person down the street is like, oh God, it's so cold. There's leaves everywhere. Oh, I hate wearing this bulky coat. Oh, I've got my scarf up. Oh, the fluff from my scarf is in my face. Oh, I've just spilled my coffee. Oh, same reality, different experiences. So when someone is saying to you, particularly if it is someone else saying, get real, be more realistic, they are basing it on their perceptions, their experiences, their anticipations of what is realistic. But the problem is, it affects us. And it's happened to me so many times. I'm really careful now who I share business goals and business ideas with. And I think because I've noticed it, now when I'm being coached, I often find my coaches are like, why are you setting yourself that goal? Why not this goal? And they're saying, like, why are you setting a goal of 5 and not 10? And they're just asking me that question. But I have to keep in check and be like, yeah, actually, am I being too hesitant? Am I being restricted? Am I trying to be realistic? And the reason I think we often try and be realistic is through fear. Now, this could be fear of disappointing someone else. So let's say this is your partner or a parent or a sibling, and they're saying, I think you need to be more realistic about how much money you're going to make, or I think you need to be more realistic about what job you can get, or, oh, this one makes me cringe, but I think you should be more realistic about the type of partner you're going to attract. Ugh, gross. Okay, so they're saying it from their experience, from their ideas, from their perception of the world. If we then go against that, we go against what they're saying, what does that potentially mean? It could mean that they're going to turn around and say, oh, I told you so, if we don't get the job or we don't hit that target. How's that going to make us feel? It's going to make us feel maybe guilty, embarrassed, ashamed, awkward. We're going to feel like we didn't listen to them, maybe that we might feel like we should have listened to their views and we feel guilty that we didn't. So to avoid that, because remember, our brains try and avoid any form of pain, whether that's shame, guilt, frustration, upset, failure, whatever it is, we stay small and we don't set the big goals. Now, I'm sure we've all got really important people in our lives who we do use as sounding boards and we do ask them questions like, what do you think about this? Should I go for that? And I'm definitely not saying don't do that at all. I'm saying when you share a goal, decide what's important to you first. Decide why you want to achieve this. Ask yourself, am I staying small? Am I limiting myself? Am I clipping my wings? I am mixing up so many sayings right now and it's really frustrating me, so I'm very sorry. Am I staying small because I'm scared? Am I staying small because I'm scared that if I reach for the moon, I'm gonna miss and I'm gonna end up somewhere I don't wanna be? Well, I think I shared this saying actually with some of my clients this week as well, but I remember seeing that if you shoot for the moon and miss, you still end up in the stars. It's like, go for what you want, dream big, because that is the only way you're going to achieve it. If you don't make it this time, you still get amazing things, and maybe you're going to get it next time. But if you don't ask, you won't get. If you don't try, you don't succeed. So let's think again about maybe a friend, a loved one, and who's saying, I think you should be more realistic. What is their motivation? But particularly if it's someone who really cares about us, they want to protect us. They want to keep us safe. They don't want to see us upset if we quote unquote fail or miss. They are saying, okay, I love you. I care for you. I don't think that's possible. And let's just remember that's based on their beliefs, their expectations, their experiences. So they're saying, because I don't believe it's possible, I don't want to see you hurt. So I think you should change your goal, make it smaller, go for something more realistic. So they are doing something and saying something because they care, because they are basing their advice on their life and their experiences, as we all do. I've said before on this podcast, I know there will be people who maybe don't necessarily fully agree, or they see the world differently to me, and that's absolutely okay. I love hearing other people's perspective on things because I think that's how you learn and how you grow. The things I bring to this podcast are based on my learning, my experience. If this is your first episode, my background is that I have a degree in psychology and cognitive neuroscience. I'm a psychologist. I have researched stress and depression and mothers and babies in neonatal units, premature babies. I have worked in the field of psychology. I'm a trained hypnotherapist. I love all this stuff. I personally had really bad anxiety and panic attacks when I was in my early 20s, and it rocked me. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't understand. I found hypnosis. I then trained in hypnosis. I trained in a technique called BWRT. That's where my sort of knowledge and understanding and view of manifestation comes from. Someone else could have a completely different experience with manifestation. Maybe, and I apologize if I use the wrong terminology here, but maybe they have had a spiritual experience that's helped them understand how the world works, how they manifest. Maybe they receive intuition or guidance from angels or spirit guides, and that is their manifestation. We all bring things to the table based on our experiences. But what I'm bringing to the table here is, where are you staying small? Where are you scared of setting a big goal? Even just calling it big. What does big mean? It could mean hard, unachievable, difficult, far away. I won't make it. I'll miss. Versus, where are you saying, I really desire this. I want this. I'm going to go for it. Because think of the people who have been really successful in their own individual fields. Think of the people who have had the biggest impact. Were they setting realistic goals at the time? Were they being realistic? Hell no. They were probably called absolutely crazy by friends, family, investors, whoever it might be. If you ever watch Dragon's Den, or I think it's called Shark Tank in the US, so many times people will come up with some quite outlandish valuations of their businesses, and the dragons are off, or maybe the sharks, are often like, what? Where did you get to that? And I mean, sometimes, you know, probably they are a little bit not based on evidence. But if you don't go for big things, you can't achieve them. If you don't set yourself big goals, you can't experience amazing, positive things if you're not trying for it. You're not, oh, I don't like the word trying. If you are not imagining it's possible, if you are not testing the possibility that you could have it. Oh, I like that. We have to test the possibility that it can be ours. And when I say I don't like the word trying, it's because if you're one of my clients, you'll know I don't like the word trying. It's because trying is like half in, half out. I'll give it a go. I'm leaving room for it not to happen. I'll try versus I'm doing it. I'm testing it. I'm going to go for it. Now, I know this example is overused, but it's so useful and so important, I think. Think of Roger Bannister. Now, you might be thinking, who's Roger Bannister? Okay, Roger Bannister was the first person to run the four-minute mile or sub-four-minute mile. No one had done it. Everyone thought it wasn't possible. They were thinking it wasn't humanly possible to do that. He obviously set himself a goal to achieve something that people were telling him was not possible. Was he being realistic? No. But did he manage it? Yes. And as a result, so many more people now have achieved that and gone beyond it. Because once you can see someone else has done it, it's no longer impossible. It's like our brain is able to then see, oh, well, we can build some neural processing, some wiring around that because that person's done it, so therefore I can do it. But what has to happen is someone has to be unrealistic. Someone has to try. Someone has to test it. Someone has to, I'll use the word try again. Someone has to go for it to be a possibility and a reality. I don't know if I was talking to someone about this the other day, but someone said that Amazon didn't make any money for 20 years. Now, I'm not necessarily advocating you go for goals and don't make money for 20 years, but there are so many things out there now that we think, oh yeah, that's Amazon is just something we all know, isn't it? We've heard of it. Facebook, Twitter, all of these things like Tesla. I'm sure they had bumps in the road. I'm sure they didn't one day go, do you know what? I'm going to build the biggest company ever. Oh, look, tomorrow it's happened. It doesn't work like that. But the concept of being unrealistic is potentially how you actually achieve amazing things. So one of the tips I want to give you, whatever your goals, whether it's money, career, travel, family, whatever it might be, is to find people who have achieved those sorts of things. Now, I was on TikTok the other day and my TikTok algorithm is bizarre sometimes, I have to say. It's a little bit bizarre. I am on TikTok, by the way, if you want to come and follow me. I'm at victoria.maskell, I think I've still got the dot in there. And there was a lady on there that was talking about pregnancy after 40. And she was talking about how she'd had her children. She'd had a few children. So she'd had some in her 20s, some in her 30s, and some in her 40s. And she was busting some of the myths around the ability of a woman to naturally conceive in her 40s. And she was talking about how some of the statistics are incredibly misleading. And she was like, I realize this isn't everyone's reality, but I wanted to share it because there are probably people out there who are in their early 40s or maybe their late 30s or maybe their mid 30s thinking, oh gosh, I don't think it's possible to naturally conceive a child in my 40s. And she was like, I want to show you that that was my reality because I want to allow you to believe that it is possible. And, you know, I've summarized massively her TikTok there. But sometimes you have to look for examples of where it's possible, of someone who's achieved it, and then it switches up your reality. So what I want you to think about in this episode is how can you make the unrealistic normal? How can you make your unrealistic goals feel easy, achievable, mundane, everyday? And that's not to take away from the specialness of them. But if you think about the things that you manifest easily, the things that you manifest easily are the things that you expect to happen. They are the things that you know you've done before. So like with the Roger Bannister example, after he'd been able to achieve it, lots of other people could because they were like, oh, it is possible. And then lo and behold, they manage it. So how can you make the things you want to achieve realistic? And we're going to use realistic in the good terminology. So let's say you want to start a business and you want to have an extra, we'll use that number again, £5,000 in your bank account every month. Right now, that might seem unrealistic. People might be saying to you, it takes 5 years to build a business. People don't start making money until year three. It takes this, it takes that. Okay, fair enough. That could be one reality. But is that the reality you want? Or do you want to go for something better, bigger, more expansive? And if you say, yeah, I really do want to go for something better. I want that £5,000 in my bank account every single month. Go and find people who are doing that or have done that. Because when you're then like, oh, well, that person does it, that person does it, that business does it, you start to think, oh, this is more normal. This is more possible. This is something I can do. And from a brain perspective, what you're doing is you are wiring in the possibility. You are using your mirror neurons, which are the neurons or the brain cells in your brain that help you to be a social creature. So mirror neurons are often talked about when we, like if you see someone being sick, you sometimes your stomach flips and you're like, oh gosh, and it makes you want to be sick. And it's because your mirror neurons that would make you be sick are ever so slightly activated as a way of understanding what that other person is going for. You could say that mirror neurons are about empathy. Mirror neurons are there to help us be social and understand other people. Well, you can use that to your advantage and say, okay, well, I'm going to use that to achieve my goals. I'm going to use that to make that 5K month more of a normality. And again, not normality like, meh, fine, 5,000, whatever. You can still be so excited about it, but not, oh my gosh, that's really scary. What if I don't make it? What if I can't do it? I could never do that. More like, yeah, of course I can do that. Yeah, of course that's possible. And then you can take the action steps, because manifesting, as we all know, is not about cross your fingers, hope, oh look, it'll all come to me. There's action involved. But when you take action from, of course this is going to work out, of course I can do this, I know this is possible, you're taking actions in the right direction rather than holding yourself back, rather than being really limited by other people's perceptions or limited by other people's ideas. You're going, okay, it might not come in the time frame that I exactly want, but I know it's going to happen and I'm going to do everything in my power to create that magic in my life. So think about the goals you're setting yourself. Are you capping yourself based on the idea of needing to be realistic, needing to be safe, needing to be small? And if so, what is that preventing you from achieving? So I'm going to just repeat that again, because you might want to pause here. You might want to write this down. This could be your journal prompt for the day. So thinking about the goals you're setting, at the start of this episode, I wanted you to think of like a time when someone said to you, oh, be realistic or get real or, oh, you can't do that. And actually say to yourself, oh my gosh, my computer's just closed. No, it's still recording. So ask yourself, are you capping yourself based on the idea of needing to be realistic? Are you letting that concept of, oh, I've got to be realistic, stop you from achieving something that you really want? And what is it preventing you from achieving? So what could you achieve if you threw away other people's definitions of realistic and you made your own? I'll just repeat that one again. What could you achieve if you threw away other people's definitions of realistic and you made your own definition? If you could create your own magic, what would that look like? What would your own magic look like around money? What would your own magic look like around your day-to-day life, your environment, who you're with, your relationship, your career, your body? What would a magical body look like for you? What would a magical mind look like for you? And I want you to be thinking about what you want. Not what other people want, not what their perception is, what truly matters for you. And as a result of this episode, I would love you to write yourself some magical goals. Goals based on your new definition of reality. So if you like, you're going to say, actually, I am being realistic. But you're going to remember that the reality is the one you create based on your perceptions, your beliefs, your subconscious mind, and you get to choose what that looks like. Now, if this has sparked interest in you and you're thinking, I love this idea, but I know I've got some limiting beliefs, but I know I've got some stuff in my subconscious that I just can't shift. Drop me an email. You can always come and have a chat about some one-to-one sessions, maybe some BWRT coaching to allow you to move through these limiting beliefs, or maybe come and join us in the manifestation room, whatever feels right for you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Oh, okay, we need a word. Yeah, I know exactly what the word is going to be. So the word for this episode is going to be wings. If you've listened all the way to the end of this episode and you want to let me know you've listened, send me an email, a DM, a message, something like that with the word wings in it. And thank you so much for being part of the end of the episode crew. I will be back very soon with another episode. If you want to join the manifestation room, you've got until Monday the 30th. If you've got any questions, just let me know. And if it's right for you, I hope to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.